Showdown on the debt ceiling. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. President Biden will host House Speaker Kevin McCarthy at the White House Wednesday to discuss the debt limit. McCarthy says he wants to take a closer look at spending.
We cannot continue the waste that is happening. We cannot continue just to spend more money and leverage the debt of the future of America. We've got to get to a balanced budget.
McCarthy on CBS's Face the Nation. Concerns grow over the handling of the nation's secrets because of the classified documents found at President Biden's home and former office. Former President Trump also under investigation because of the classified documents found at his Florida home. Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Mark Warner slams the lack of transparency regarding documents.
And while the Director of National Intelligence had been willing to brief us earlier, now that you've got the special counsel, the notion that we're going to be left in limbo and we can't do our job, that just cannot stand.
Both President Biden and former President Trump are facing separate special counsel investigations. The man who stopped a gunman from slaying more people in the suburbs of Los Angeles during the Chinese Lunar New Year was honored today in the suburb of Alhambra. Brandon Say hoped for healing to come to the victims' families.
The start of the new year has been extremely difficult, but we have the rest of the year to spread compassion and build back our community.
11 people were killed and 9 injured by the gunman who turned a gun on himself. The Philadelphia Eagles are NFC champions, beating the 49ers 31-7.
And so for the fourth time in their franchise history, it's been 5 years since the last Super Bowl appearance when they won over New England, Super Bowl 52, and now they're back.
Fox TV's Kevin Burkhardt. The Eagles will face the winner of tonight's AFC Championship between the Chiefs and the Bengals in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Freshly sworn in, Alabama Republican Senator Katie Britt has become the second youngest woman to be sworn in to the chamber. She talked about it on Fox News Sunday.
Now to have a shot to be a part of that, a part of making our nation better and stronger, it's truly the honor of a lifetime.
Senator Britt is filling a seat that had been held by retired Senator Richard Shelby. Avatar, The Way of Water, takes the number one spot in domestic theater sales for the 7th straight weekend, adding almost $16 million in estimated sales.
The Way of Water connects all things.
The only films to challenge the sequel's success are the first Avatar movie and Titanic, all three directed by James Cameron. The latest Avatar film is estimated already to have grossed more than $2.1 billion globally, surpassing Star Wars' The Force Awakens.
We are gathered here today to say goodbye to Puss in Boots.
The animated Puss in Boots: The Last Wish holds the number two spot, adding almost $11 million in sales, while A Man Called Otto, starring Tom Hanks, comes in third, adding almost $7 million. Oscar nominations also saw a re-release of some films, including Everything Everywhere All at Once and The Fabelmans. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
It's not the double stuff or the one covered in chocolate that's the most Oreo, at least not anymore. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal explains.
What is the most Oreo? It's an Oreo cookie with bits of Oreo cookie in the cream filling, specifically, essentially looking like cookies and cream. This is not an isolated new flavor idea marketing stunt. It's connected to Oreo's launch into the metaverse. They're telling people they can use their MetaQuest headsets to access the new Oreoverse, and that people can also just access it through their phones or computers. And to celebrate their new Meta location, they've partnered with Martha Stewart, who's doing an event in Oreoverse today. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Giro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.